Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Over the next few weeks, you're probably more likely to be having people in for a few drinks than the full dinner experience, but they will expect some tasty bites. So I'm joined now by Dorina Allen to give us some tips on finger food. Hi, Dorina.
Hi, morning, Brendan.
So, Dorina, you have some ideas for, do we say canapes or hors d'oeuvres? Are they the same thing?
Well, canapes are little bites or something to get have with a little glass of bubbly or fizz or something or other. Anything, lots and lots of things you can do. Yeah.
Okay. And a drinks party is a good way to entertain at this time of year, and then just some trays of stuff, isn't it? It's kind of
brilliant. And also, it can be either just obviously a few little bites with drinks, or else it can be, it could be the starter and go on to the rest of the meal as well. So you kind of it could double up there if you want it.
Okay. Now, you see, the thing is this, though, Dorina, and you will understand the logistics of this. In terms of if you're having people in for a few drinks, right, it's finely balanced. If you're not giving them the dinner, right, they won't eat the dinner first, right? We know that. They won't have the dinner before they come, and they'll be intending to have the dinner, but then some of them might kind of get carried away and have the extra drink or two, and they won't have dinner. So how much food do we need to be given? Do you realistically have to think everyone's going to expect to be fed here?
Well, I suppose it depends on whether they're coming from work and they're ravenous with the hunger, or whether they're a little bit later. So you want to have at least, I'd say, 6 or 7 different bites for people anyway, and maybe 7 to 9 to even more if they're ravenous with the hunger. So, I think it's also good to have a few little standbys just in case you have somebody who reckons they're going to fill up for the evening. it could even be, some sausages that you could toss in honey and a kind of seedy mustard or something, pop into the oven, or a bit of smoked salmon or smoked trout or something you can just very quickly put onto a bit of bread if it looks like you're running out
okay,
of food.
Okay, that's a great idea. Yeah. And always keep a bit of brown bread in the background there, give them a bit of soakage as well if needs be. So listen, you have some ideas on various combos, and I suppose what we want here is kind of gutsy flavours that pack a punch, really, don't we, in a small package. Tell me about cheddar cheese croquettes. I love the sound of that.
Well, they're delicious, actually. You just make little really thick sort of cheese sauce, and then roll it in flour, egg and crumb. And, it's really nice. Lots of them could be, your canapés could be cold, but it's lovely to have at least one hot thing. These can be made up ahead of time, and you can have them, keep them in the fridge or something, then just toss them into a deep fry at the last minute, and somebody walk around with them, and people absolutely love them. Okay. So that's good. They're not expensive to make, and they're super delicious. So that's nice too. And the other thing, the cheese straws made with it sounds terribly kind of 70s, but made with good puff pastry and really good cheese, twisted, they're super, they're really easy as well. You can make masses, doesn't matter if some are left over. So that's good.
And are all things people can hold tidily in their hands as well, because you don't want anything too complicated like.
Yeah, and it's hard to have the drink in one hand and be things in the other. And then it depends. So some of them can be very small. And others, of course, think about making some bigger ones. It could even be, obviously, the old chicken wings or even a little lamb cutlet or something if you wanted 3 or 4 bigger things.
Okay. What are you doing with the chicken wings?
Well, certainly tossing those in a sweet chili sauce and sesame seeds or something, roast them in the oven. I mean, they'll be literally squabbling over them. They're so delicious. And it's good to have something nowadays Asian spicy as well. And then some things that aren't too challenging, like even little tiny brown soda bread scones with a little egg mayonnaise with lots of scallion in it. That sounds very kind of ordinary, but it's really delicious. And as you said, fills people up a bit. There's another one called sweet pea guacamole we make with frozen peas. And a little coriander and some spices. I can send you the recipes.
Yeah, we'll put up all the recipes. Yeah. And the sweet pea guacamole, are you doing that on a tortilla chip, or are you doing it in a little
flour tortilla? A little, well, either would do. A little sweet pea guacamole. A little bit on a tortilla, a little crispy tortilla would be perfect, or nacho or something.
And you have
and
a...
And you know what's also...
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you keep going,
yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Is to, even at this time of the year when it's so cold, to make some soup and just serve that in shot glasses is one of the things. Just pass that around. And again, made ahead and just very easy to pass around. Oysters, if you want. Oysters are great. The native Irish oysters are in season at the moment. Not everybody's cup of tea. And of course, if you had prawns, they're lovely. But then you could balance that with something like the cheese croquettes, where they're not too expensive.
Okay, and would the oysters, would you just produce them au naturel with a bit of wedge of lemon or what?
Yeah, well, you could, but I think a lot of people who are a bit iffy about oysters prefer if there's a little dressing on top of them or something like that. And there are lots of different things you can do. Even a little horseradish cream is super, or a little Asian dressing.
Are you not killing the point of the oyster easier. Then, Doreena?
Well, I think you are, but anyway, I mean, it's a great thing to get people started. And the native Irish oyster, under no circumstances, they're so delicious and briny. So no circumstances put anything else on top of that, apart from a little teeny bit of lemon juice or something.
Okay, and it'd be one oyster per head as well. You have to dole out the oysters carefully. You couldn't just be walking around letting them take it, like, I think.
Oysters are like... oysters are like Marmite. People who love them will have three or four of them or more. And then the people who don't, lots of people don't touch them with a 40-foot pole. So you're okay with that, I think.
And are we in oyster time now? The native ones are good right now, are they?
Absolutely super. Because it's when there's an hour in the month, the oysters are at their best. And here we are right in December. So that's fantastic.
Okay. Thai curry bites?
Oh, we love Thai curry bites, yes. And those, also, they can be served on, those little kind of porcelain spoons.
Yes, like you get with a ramen Chinese or that kind of thing, yeah.
Exactly. You can pass those around and then you can put your little something with a little bit of sauce into that and people just have one mouthful and put it back on the tray again then. And also there's little tiny little meatballs, those kind of things. All of them can be made ahead of time and then just got out nice and hot, a mixture of hot and cold.
Yeah, and then simple. Some things can just be kind of assembly, can't they? You're suggesting medjool dates with Crozier blue cheese. I presume that's just a question of putting the two together, yeah?
Exactly, taking the pip out of it. But, it's also a good idea because sometimes some people are having the best time ever. And, of course, it's a good idea to have, obviously, some delicious, fizzy, non-alcoholic drinks as well for the people who are going to driving home. But, if they're having the best time, they may not want to leave at all.
Yeah, what's your exit strategy?
You could have a little subtle tip, like maybe change over to a sweet wine or a fizzy sweet wine or something, and then start to serve a couple of delicious little sweet canapés, like little tiny almond tarts with raspberry something or kumquats, or it could be lemon tarts are delicious too, little meringues dipped in chocolate, or that one you just mentioned a minute ago, the medjool dates with a your blue cheese, which is kind of in between there.
Okay, and so you're kind of hinting at a cheese board at the end of the meal at that point.
Yeah,
yes, you're subconsciously moving them along through the process.
We're giving you a lovely little sweet treat now at this stage. But it's also delicious. This sounds very unlikely, but if you make homemade potato crisps, which may sound like a bit of a stretch, but they're so easy to make and you can make a ton of them for literally a few cents. Okay. If you dip those in a dark chocolate... being apart from the fact that they're lovely with drinks, but if you dip
amazing.
Them in dark chocolate.
Doreena Allen, fantastic. The queen of Irish cuisine, is suggesting basically, remember that thing people used to do of putting chocolate into a bag of crisps? You're basically saying it's a classic combo. Doreena, thank you so much. And you've given us lots of recipes and help with those, and we'll put them all up on the website. Yeah. And I know that your new book, the new Ballymaloe bread book, is out now, and it is indeed, it's a beautiful book. Thanks, Doreena.
Thank you very much. Happy Christmas to you all. Okay.
You too. You too.